Finally today, another A-side, B-side. I love these segments we've been doing with the world's Brandi Fullwood. She's been collaborating with Smithsonian's Folklife Festival. So for the A-side, Brandi selects a track from the archives of the Smithsonian's music collection, and then she toggles to a related track that has been in her ears lately. Today on A-side, B-side, though, Brandi's hearing a lot more than music.
There are so many found sounds in the Smithsonian archives, like this typewriter. This is not a music selection from the archives, but a documentation of office life. In the future, it might help us understand what life was like before the robots took over. The sounds range from office sounds to crying babies to insects to city life. So I was curious about the different kinds of music made by adapting found sounds. The term water drum in Western Africa is often associated with a drum made from a floating calabash or gourd that drummers play with sticks. Here, the musicians are playing the water itself. The drumming still brings in percussion and even a sharper texture from the smack of hands onto the surface. There are a number of ways to adapt the found sound of water to create the water drum. Whether it's with sticks or just hitting the water, the literal found sound has no bounds. Okay, the B-side. Remember the typewriter from the archives? Well, it's not actually what you're going to hear in the song, but there is a converted typewriter featured in it. Coco is a Congolese collective making a lot of experimental music with found sounds and objects, from typewriters to glass bottles. They feature a variety of instruments like guitars made from metal tin cans to upright harps made of coffee cans. The group is interested in electronic music, but they have said they don't have the means to produce all the sounds they'd like. Instead, their songs come together with a sound inspired by their city, Kinshasa. It's rhythmic and imaginative in ways that even bends the expectations of experimental or improvisational sound. For the world, I'm Brandi Fullwood.
Now, that is a great way to end the week. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. You have yourselves a great weekend, and see you back here on Monday. I wanna catch a zamba, banyama bakulena, walai.